My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With us right now, the Chief Clinical Officer and the Co-Director of Colon and Rectal, the Colon and Rectal Cancer Center at Dana-Farber. It is Dr. Jeffrey Meyerhart. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking a lot about that particular form of cancer and the increase when it comes to diagnosis in young people. I know you guys are looking at it at it carefully, but are not sure why it's happening.
Yeah, it's really unclear. So colorectal cancer, overall the incidence, people over age 50, has actually gone down because we've done much better screening people and catching disease earlier and improving mortality. But in people who are under age 50, it's increasing about 1% to 2% per year.
Wow.
So the vast majority of people are still over 50 in their 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Yeah.
But it's an increasing number of people we're seeing in even their 20s and 30s and 40s. We knew of genetic reasons that people get. There's some syndromes people can get that they can inherit, but that's still a small percent, as the vast majority of people don't have a family history, or maybe have one family member distant that had colorectal cancer, and it's scary. We just don't know what's causing that. There's some theories of things that could be related, but the exact reason and how best to treat is unclear still.
And when you think about these dollars that are given every year and have been given for 22 years, they are so important when it comes to being able to shift and kind of focus on that research wise and treatment wise.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those dollars have helped us try to collect data on these patients, particularly if we talk specifically about early onset colorectal cancer. We've been able to create a center specific at Dana-Farber that both has a research purpose to try to collect data about patients, do studies specific to patients under age 50, as well as enhance their clinical care, because they have different issues that are related to when they're first diagnosed. They either don't have or just recently getting married, or have a partner, or recently have kids, or starting new jobs, and all those issues are different not necessarily than someone who has a more established in their career or family or other issues.
Doc, one of the things that I've kind of learned through the journey of this is that it affects black men more than any other race. And my question is, I kind of fall into the category where now I always go and get a colonoscopy because I'm almost 50. But sometimes it's a hereditary, correct? So what happens, like, if you don't, like, in my case, I didn't know my dad, so I don't know his medical history. Like, how do people like myself that might not know their father's medical history or just might not know all the ins and outs, what's the best thing for, especially black men, for them to do to try to, like you said, get ahead of it before anything serious happens?
Yeah, so I think there's a few things. One is just to pay attention to symptoms,
mm-hmm.
right? And if we take specifically colorectal cancer, you know, people will have like a little bit of bleeding or some change in bowel habits. And for the vast majority of patients, it's not going to be related to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But not to ignore those symptoms, to bring them up your primary care doc. And if they're persistent, to persist to say, you know, can we do something to look into why that's happening? We have decreased the recommendation now is decreasing the age of screening to age 45 instead of 50. Whether it should go farther down or are there other screening techniques to be easier to be able to screen people, particularly if they don't know their family history or other factors that may lead, that we know is relatively higher risk, that may lead to start earlier in those patients. And those are still, you know, a lot of research we're doing. The Dana-Farber recently started what we call an early intercept and detection center to try to specifically look at ways to screen for both colorectal as well as a whole host of other cancers earlier, less invasive, to be able to sense who might pay a higher risk to do then a further workup if something's found.
Mm. And doctor, for the people listening, how does the money raised through events like this impact personalized care for people that are suffering from this form of cancer?
Yeah, I mean, they're really critical. So, you know, what we learned is, again, if we take the example of colorectal, but we could do this in any cancer, it's not one disease. So there, we know that cancer is some normal cell that something went wrong, and that has certain changes in it, and we now know how to look at those changes molecularly. But then the critical thing is finding specific drugs for those specific changes. So there's been a lot of work in lung cancer specifically for mutations called KRAS or ALK and things like that. But for a lot of cancers, we don't have that. And really to be able to use these dollars for the research to start in the lab, to understand what are those differences, to then help partner with either industry or other partners to create potential targets, drugs for those, and then to test those drugs in patients.
You've been at Dana-Farber since 2002. So for you, how much have you seen change over your time there? And because the Jimmy Fund is helping make those changes.
Yeah, no, a lot. So, you know, in a lot of the diseases, I treat only adult cancers. I treat all types of GI cancers. And for most of them, we've had really a large expanse of additional drugs that are able to keep patients living their lives, living with cancer, somewhat changing the survival rate, improving the survival rate. Immunotherapy didn't even exist up till about 10 years ago and has really made a difference in a lot of patients. Specific targeted drugs also didn't exist when I first started. So there's been a lot of additional drugs, a lot of FDA approvals, which Dana-Farber has really been part of. We quote usually about 50% of drugs that have been FDA approved in the last several years. We've had some key role in either the science behind them or participating in the clinical trials or taking key roles in those trials.
Holy cow, half of the FDA-approved drugs to treat cancer have either originated or been in part because of the research at the Dana-Farber.
Yep, over the last several years.
Unbelievable. Cow.
Well, Dr. Meyerhart, thank you. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for sharing a little bit about it today.
Thanks for doing this. This is great. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's what we're doing. Jeez.
Think of how many cancer centers there are. Half.
Yeah. Half.
That's like the Yankees in the 20s.
Yeah, and that's why these dollars that you give
every
single year are so important. So we have an hour to go, and we got to get over $100,000 this last hour.
We can do it.
We are at Fenway Park, and we will be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.